Just wonderful. That is Wildlife from New York City with the song Deadbeats. That's on the new album Out on Your Block, which came out January 20th on Wicked Cool Records. A band recently stopped by the Riot Room in Kansas City, and I was happy to catch them. I picked up this album, and I actually picked up their last one as well, or maybe it's their first one. Maybe there's one in the middle I don't have. If so, I will be getting it because both of them are just wonderful and everything that rock and roll should be. I've got lots of music for you this week, but some short songs, so we're just going to rapid fire, hit them quick, get you everything you need, and then get you on the way. This is The Bleeders from Kutztown, Pennsylvania. The song is Aunt Flo.
This is My Aunt Flo.
Oh,
There are a couple of bands there that are not afraid to be heard. We ended that set off with Warm Bodies from Kansas City. That song's called I'm Gonna Get Ya, and it's on the Burnin' Orange release. And I'm not sure exactly when that came out, but according to Bandcamp, January 23rd. And that's when it's popped up, and that's when I picked it up. Self-titled release there. And then before that, we heard from the Bleeders with the song Ant Flow. That is on the album Gash. Are you sensing a theme here? That band is from Kutztown, Pennsylvania, and that EP came out November 10th of last year, also self-released. Anyway, I promised you rapid-fire music, so let's keep going here. This is Jens Lechman with the song, What's That Perfume That You Wear?
What's that perfume that you wear? It brings me back somewhere to the anticipation before I kissed someone. It's got a sadness in it, knowing how it ended. A promise of something so sweet, but never could be. And it smells so good, that sandalwood, the lavender, lemon, ginger, and I guess I still love her, but she's gone. Shampoo bottle on my shelf from when we stayed at a hotel, and one whiff of that and I'm back there with her. Coming out of the shower, she's still in bed fixing her hair, so let's go somewhere. I can smell her sun lotion from the wind of the jasmine and the salt from the ocean, and it smells so good.
Fun day.
it's lonesome there, and I could use some sun. All the clicks and likes, it feel like hit and runs. I'm turning off my phone, I'm turning in my gun. Gonna drink them all. I hate myself in a way. I hate myself every day. Flag fights, blue and white, red stripe. The animals are right. There's gotta be another way. There's gotta be a better way. But you don't really talk to him now. He's just a costume that you once wore. You don't really talk to him now. Don't think about him till you're falling on the floor. You're crawling on the floor now. You don't really talk anymore. Don't really talk anymore. You spend your time looking at books about New York from the 1990s, but you know it's not the same anymore. It's not the same anymore. And all your friends, every single one of them, they're unavailable. They're obsessed with taking pictures of their children. They got one foot out the door. They were born with one foot out the door. And you don't really talk to them now. You're like a postcard that they can hang. You don't really talk to them now, unless they call you to lethargically complain, to make fun of the old gang. Now you don't really talk anymore. Don't really talk anymore. You don't really talk anymore, don't really talk anymore. I remember you told me I was like a child that's too smart for the lesson but still didn't learn anything. You were my boyfriend then. Six pack, 30 rack, when are you gonna come back? Come back and be my boyfriend again. 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 Come back and be my boyfriend again.
We are having a wonderful wonderful time on today's podcast. We started that set off with Jens Lechman, the song What's That Perfume That You Wear? And that's on the album Life Will See You Now. That'll be out on February 17th on Secretly Canadian Records. He is, of course, based out of Gothenburg in Sweden. You never know what to expect from a Jens album. He rose to success quickly and then said, I'm not really interested in what it is that everyone thinks I am. And then we've just had intermittent albums of various styles ever since. But man, you can always expect some excellent songwriting from him. And that song there is a lot of fun. A little confusing, but a lot of fun. After that, we heard from Dave Haas with the song Bury Me in Philly. That is the title track of that album. Just came out February 3rd on Rise Records. He is, of course, based out of Philadelphia. And he's been a part of a number of rock and roll bands, kind of a sideman more than a frontman. Saw him play in Kansas City, Lawrence, probably, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, something like that. Haven't seen him in a while. And then we ended that set off with Fred Thomas, the song Brick Wall. That's on the new album Changer, which came out January 27th on Polyvinyl Records. He is based out of Montreal, Quebec now, but I think he's from Detroit. You may remember him as the frontman of Saturday Looks Good to Me, which, man, I really enjoyed that band, but I'm a big fan of Northern Soul, and so was that band. But this album here feels like a solo album. There's little bits of everything on it, and that song there is one of my favorites. It's just a straightforward, sort of wonderful song. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music coming. I told you, it's a long podcast. Lots of music. You're going to get your money's worth here. This is Katie Cowden with the song Maybe Baby.
I fucking drove 4 hours to try to patch things up. It's not like efforts were matched. You were hung up on cheap alcohol and over-the-counter drugs. We fucked around and down to the city. You were laughing.
there was 8 songs, and somehow it still just flew by. We ended that set with Nectar. That's a band from Champaign, Illinois, with the song Somewhere. It's just a 4-song EP, appropriately titled 4 Songs, that came out January 23rd on Rat King Records. I don't know if it's digital only or what. I picked it up on Bandcamp, but I don't know anything about that band other than somebody recommended it, and they were right. That is wonderful, and it reminds me of one of my other favorite Champaign bands of all time, Sarge. Just that guts to it, I guess. And then we started there with Katie Cowden with the song Maybe Baby. That's on a collection, a self-released album that came out, I don't know, sometime in 2014. Katie, a Kansas City resident who's now living in Columbia, caught her a few weeks ago at Records with Merit, says it's her last show for a while. She's going to figure out what to do next. And I think the problem is she's been playing those same songs since 2014, and that's driving her crazy. So hopefully she finds something new to say and brings back new music to us, because I'm a big fan of hers. Well, I'm about out of time here, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number, number 389. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up here. Most importantly, tonight, February 10th, Witch Jail is playing the Too Much Rock single release party with Shorts Weather opening up. That is at Mills and at 7 p.m. Early show, all ages, free, of course. Come on out and celebrate the latest release from Too Much Rock. Later that night, Fault Finder playing at Minibar. On the 11th, Marduk is at Riot Room. Get your black metal on. On the 15th, Shorvan is playing a wonderful show at the Brick. Wish I could make that one. The 18th, Origin is playing at the Riot Room, or Witch Jail is playing at the Brick. The 24th, Shiner is at the Record Bar. And then we're looking all the way into, we've got Ultimate Fake Book on the 25th at the Bottleneck. The 28th, Dropkick Murphys at the Uptown. Looking into March, Jonathan Richman at the Record Bar on the 4th, Suicidal Tendencies the 8th at Liberty Hall, the 9th, New Rhythm is playing at Record Bar, and I think that's with Go Generation. On the 10th, Connor Oberst is at the Madrid. On the 18th, Agent Orange is at the Record Bar. 20th, Tim Darcy is at the Riot Room. And I think, the 24th, I think they just announced Brian Ferry, maybe, at the Uptown. 30th, that Blink-182 show at Silverstein Arena. I hear those tickets are $160, so hope you like your pop punk there. And then ending out March, Captured by Robots at the Brick on the 31st. Looking at the website, there's been a few things popping up since the last podcast. I think there are photos of that wildlife show that I mentioned earlier, as well as photos and video of a Katie Cowden show. Hey, I just told you about that one that happened at Records with Merit. That show also included Kississippi, Young and Heartless, Museum Mouth, and Riala. So anyway, a few things out there, and there'll probably be more by the time you listen to this, so stop by the website and see what we've got. I am way out of time, but I've got one more track I want to play for you, and it is the new track from Witch Jail. The song is called Slime Wave USA, and that is the A-side of the new single that we're just releasing on Too Much Rock Records on February 10th. This band from Kansas City, been around a while, worshiping the surfy, the psychotic, and the psychedelic. This song is called Slime Wave USA. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.